So when we make offering, this offering is so we also have set Agabanda during the afternoon, the food we have set up for the wells. At least 1,000. So not only visualize, you can offer the visualization, but also each time when the Agam Banda Buddha comes, make sure you offer all this. the purpose to set up many offering is also this is also to offer each time when the offering comes. So it's always, you know, there's 1,000, at least 1,000 set up. So there are 1,000 offering to offer. So then, so you do visualization, make numberless offerings, each one numberless offerings, carried by the offering goddesses, images from your heart, yourself, the compassion Buddha. Because each offering has 10 benefits. Each different offering, you get 10 benefits, including the highest enlightenment. So therefore, it's an unbelievable merit you collect. You see, if you can remember all those offerings, all the lights here, not only these offerings, all the lights here, so we offer each time, you see, each set of offerings comes.
Om Benzawada Yeho Soha. 自心向好事，不去干求机遇庄严禄，自封宝贵身，以为众生卷起能得相好庄严事。唵本杂阿难伽瓦布伽尼阿吽娑。
人间之
别，他心相光别，生闻听声会中之精华，千金一劫业与烦恼垢，何舍不离心以滋润。唵本杂阿难伽瓦布33页，愿愿说庄严妙相遍图华色之35页。
prostrate to causing of combustion Buddha. So normally done, you know, prayers done with prostration. 我们今天跟巴拉查，我们今天晚上是在山上山腰见中央，第四天晚上的第一天，南边是真真真真，我真有真，我真真真真，你今真天有事无来，我听观众是这样的，我来主持这个会，这个是要做，做谁支持支持支持支持，我今晚上的小姐姐小姐，每人说点有用的，好，你先上台，准备准备吧，准备吧，准备吧，准备准备吧，准备吧，再叫他们背什么，慢慢知道真正的话，这个不，对我这现在是什么？
One is in the car or place where there's no place to the prostitution, like that or other, because of, your body sicknesses or whatever, unable to the prostitution, then you recite a prayer and you can do visualization, number is in your body during prostitution to the medical field. From the four directions, whole ground is covered by your body, you know. So this time, you know, thousand visualizations, thousand of genesis. So yourself, thousand of genesis, cover the ground from four directions, corners, during prostration to commercial Buddha. So even due to sicknesses or something, if he you know, cannot do prostration, then you can do visualization, you see, during prostration. Number is in your body, because there's no resistance. Actually, to do physical body to cover the whole ground to procession, that not possible because there's a resistance. But if you visualize, there's no resistance. So, numberless your body, you see, one can visualize. And if you visualize one more body during procession, you get the same amount of merit as actual body, your actual body during procession. Same amount of merit you get if you visualize one more body during prostration. So therefore, here you visualize numberless body during prostration, you see, to the merit field. So you get done, you see, numberless prostration. So depending on how many body you can visualize, so that many prostrations are done. So you can put palms like this, then you recite, you know, the 35 Buddha's name or whatever, you see, here the praise compassion Buddha, then you know you can do the meditation. Now this is your body during prostration, can do like that. But he actually should do prostration, but just tonight we just do that. This way. Want to make a request to now read the part of the section of the request and prayer to compassion Buddha.
然后再是这个祈请哈，36页。
哦，愿宝
By thinking the Buddha is separate from Guru, then if you may offering to Buddha, the merit is very little. Of course, itself is inconceivable merit, but if you compare to offering to Guru and offering to the deity like this, even one cup of tea or a glass of water or even candy or biscuit, something if you give to a pulse of a guru, whether it's animal belong to guru or person, the same guru's disciple or family members, even neighbor, the guru is a lay person, then children or wife or husband or you see. So all these are parts of the guru. So giving even the animal, giving say a piece of giving a spoon of food, meat or whatever, spoon of food to that dog belong to the guru. You see, by thinking guru, if you offer to the dog, how much merit you collect is much more merit, far more greater merit than offering to all the 10 directions, statues, stupa, scriptures, offering to all the 10 directions, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the Nabalaj Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So like this. So now there's no question, you know, how much merit you collect and when you actually offer to the guru, is far more greater than offering to the numberless Buddha Dhammas, not just one Buddha, numberless Buddha Dhamma Sangha, numberless statues to the scriptures, you see, tangas. So, like that. So therefore, when we do practice, whenever there's offering, by remembering Guru, by thinking that deity, Guru, offer, so you collect the most extensive merit. Same thing also wish when you visualize yourself deity, also it's extremely good to think you are also not only deity but you're also guru. Because Buddha was without guru there's no deity, what is said in the teachings. Without a guru, there's no deity. So what it means is that all the Buddha's holy mind, Dharmakaya, that one is the ultimate guru. They're the conventional guru, ultimate guru. But that one is the ultimate guru. But that is bound with infinite compassion. So, so that manifests in all the different, you know, see, that absolute guru manifests in all the different deities. Not only manifest conventional guru, but also manifest conventional guru or through conventional guru guidance. Not only that, but manifest various deities. So therefore, when you become deity, that time also it's good to know that also you are the guru, like that. Omaya loge jore sabha arangam bhande gore
aloge
jende shadabha A Markala prayer. And you can recite four Markala prayer. First response is six of Markala prayer. So these recite these protective prayers. for your success with your Dharma practice, to be able to offer extensive benefit to sentient beings for the teaching of Buddha.
And
also can make can request the protectors Sisama Kala.
Fanzanga. 今天发的
The I think that lady I think she, no other name this I think some spirit harm so therefore there's obstacle therefore retreat you know, for her to retreat so this spirit as a harm, so therefore can request the protectors to protect her from the harms. So can use like that as well as compassion.
南无坚固巴耶三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三藏三
Thank you.
kama jama zhune thakur zho yambo sopa dhan ezen zhe zhuno zhe zhe jambo
zhune
zhe 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 This meant that their choice either Agarama or Namasodada didn't look heavily. Their choice is true, which can come out from other way. Agarama or Namasodada. No, I'm not going to explain the benefits of this tonight another time. Jeda la so to
de 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 ba jo ye xia zi gong ju wu yu shi zi ma zhen xin xi wo de ni yue ju zhu yuan xin ru
yi 제진제와에다니에다마제도레사야로사야야에메바야다니제에제제라마야라이브데제레
刚才提醒原谅接受甘露
normally during the you drink three times the water that you received drink three times first purified disturbing from obstruction second one a subtle obscuration. Third one, meaning acts like Dharmakaya, not metal.
那通常这个接...
this water, mixture of the water that was blessed, that came from compassion Buddha, and then combined with the water that is used of a bath to the guru, deity. To the guru deity, Buddha with the Savatar and the Dhamma potato. So all those merely filled of the water that's of birth. So that's regarded as blessed water. Received from good purification. So those two are combined. Due to other things, and then say, then you become one face to arm, generously. With that divine pride.
Then
you do the three times as corrected by others. There was empty from its own sight. There was do not exist from its own sight. Empty, there was empty. May the I, who do not exist from its own sight, who is empty, achieve compassion with this enlightenment. There was also empty from its own sight. Which do not exist from the side which is empty. And lead all the sentient beings, without exception, who do not exist from their side, who are totally empty. To that enlightenment which doesn't exist from the side, which is totally empty. By myself alone. Who do not exist from its own side, who is totally non-existent empty. What's merit of the this one taking precedence. With the from one offering, by making one offering, we collected innumerable numbers of inconceivable merit. So like that, with various practices, with the bodhicitta motivation, let me discuss. Each time when we generate bodhicitta, let me discuss merit. So like that, and then as well as inconceivable merit of collected by maintaining emptiness. So all this merit we collect by dedicating to achieving enlightenment, the person then it becomes inexhaustible. Even after you achieve enlightenment, still you can enjoy. You can enlighten all sentient beings from this merit. You see. And then by sealing with emptiness, heresy, anger, rising upwards, cannot destroy the merits. So two most important, this way of dedicating merit, and it fulfills two very important things. And this is extremely important. This is extremely important practice in daily life. To understand this is extremely important. If you don't understand how to dedicate merit, as we have just done, if you do not do that, then if you don't dedicate merit to achieve enlightenment, then the merit, we enjoy the result and the finish on time. So it does not become inexhaustible. And if you don't, when you dedicate merit, if you don't seal with the emptiness, the merit get destroyed by rising heresy and anger. So you put so much effort. So in our life, to create a virtue, it's not easy. It's very rare. Non virtue so much. And then after we put so much effort, If you don't dedicate by seeing with the emptiness, then all that merit gets destroyed by rising hell's anger. So therefore, the dedication, how to dedicate, to know, extremely deep, most the very essential thing. So the dedication, to know to dedicate merits and to know how to dedicate merits is extremely essential thing, because we put so much effort making charity, you know, making charities, many thousands, you know, many hundred thousand dollars of charity or something, offering to monastery or to Sangha, or you see, you do something very big thing, but then if you don't dedicate merit, if you don't dedicate merit, then you see that you put all the expenses you did, then it's become nothing, because you see, due to hell's anger, not only that doesn't become inexhaustible, you know, that you can enjoy the result of the merit all the time. See, not only that, you enjoy the result one time, then finished, like the fruit, you see, like a banana or something. You enjoy one time the fruit, then finished, nothing more. So like that, become like that. So, then on top of that, hellish anger, you don't dedicate merits, see, also by sin with emptiness. So then hellish anger rises, and you see, just destroys merit. So like that. But you may believe, because you don't know, you still may believe, oh, I've created so much merit. You know, you may believe you still have so much merit, but actually it's destroyed by hell's anger. So the right after we, in the daily life, right after we collect the merit, must dedicate the merit. Make sure to dedicate the merit immediately after, without delay. That's my essential advice to you. So more clarification, see, can be at the time of dedication, so not that much. So if you don't know how to dedicate, this is what we've just been done now. This is extremely important. This one, dedicated for enlightenment, the practice and the sealing of the emptiness, which combined two things. Then after that, Jambalabhava, the one. If you do that prayer, if you dedicate marriage by a sense of the prayer, that I will dedicate all this marriage in the way that three times Buddha Sāpās dedicate marriage over there, they admire most. Then this way, you dedicate your marriage how all the Buddha Sāpās they pray. The best way you have to dedicate marriage, even though you don't know how to dedicate marriage. So this prayer is extremely helpful. Jitta, collected with the motivation of Buddha Jitta. Marriage collected with the motivation of Buddha Jitta. It's a limitless sky, you know, so much, cause to achieve enlightenment, inexhaustible. But still, if you don't see with emptiness, this anger can make weaker and less. The example is like this. There's a huge mountain with many trucks takes the stones away. See, many trucks takes away. It's even though it took so many stones away, but still there's a whole mountain left. So it's like that. Marriage connected with bodhicitta motivation. You see, if you don't dedicate the merit afterwards by sinning with emptiness, that is the anger still, even though it's inexhaustible, you know, hellish anger can destroy, can make less by this exam. How long does it never explain? Importance of sealing with the emptiness, a lot of expenses, so much merit. So much, to create the virtue, you know, so you work so hard, years or so many days or so many hours, work so hard. See, to practice marriage. It means not by expenses, but also heart. So then, if you don't dedicate marriage, marriage doesn't know how to treat them, can be what is it? One time like that, no, it destroys the marriage. The marriage gets destroyed. So the genesis that you visualize, or all are absorbed to the holy objects here. All the holy objects absorbed. So consecrated all the holy objects. That's one way to do it. You're all absorbed within.